Why are you up?
How am I supposed to sleep? I've been married less than 24 hours and my wife isn't speaking to me.
Perhaps you can think of this in a more positive light. In one day, you've managed to do what it takes many couples decades to achieve.
Hi.
Hey.
You couldn't sleep either?
Of course not.
Me neither. No, but I just had a tickle in my throat. Not profound marital problems.
What are we gonna do?
I don't know.
Please tell me how I can fix it.
I'm glad you asked. As I see it, there's a simple solution. Your lips had a dalliance with the lips of another woman. It seems only logical that to restore balance to the relationship, you should find another man and dally with him. And by dally, I mean some hardcore mouth-on-mouth action.
Okay, that is the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
I actually think he's onto something.
Well, you can't be serious. Just because I messed up and made out with a girl, you're going to do the same with a random guy?
I'm currently single.
That's true, you are.
What is happening?
I will tell you what is happening. I am saving my best friend's marriage.
Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall.
We built the pyramids.
Science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a big bang.
Sheldon, I don't think you understand how being broken up works. The only way I can sort through my feelings is if there is space between us. Every time I see you, it re-traumatizes me. I go through the pain all over again.
Well, hello to you too.
What do you want?
I understand we're no longer a couple, but I would like to remind you that we made a baby together.
What baby?
A precocious little internet show known as Fun with Flags.
I'm hanging up.
Yeah, great. See you in about half an hour.
Sheldon, I am not doing Fun with Flags with you.
Why not?
Because we're broken up.
Sonny and Cher made it work. Their variety show kept going long after the divorce, and here we are still talking about them.
No one's talking about Sonny and Cher.
You must be thinking about Donnie and Marie, because you and I are clearly talking about Sonny and Cher.
Sheldon, this has to stop. I know it's hard. It's hard for me, too. But I've seen and talked to you more in the 2 days we've been broken up than in the last 2 months that we were together.
Well, if you want to see less of me, maybe we should go out again.
Can't believe you made out with Mandy Chow.
Oh, trust me, I wish it never happened.
And you knew about this whole time?
I did.
And you didn't think to tell me?
Leonard asked me to keep it to myself.
Let's leave Leonard out of this for the moment. This is about you and me.
How is my day-old marriage falling apart becoming about you two?
Hang on. What do I need to do to make you trust me?
You think it's hard having one wife? Try having two.
You know, I bet you told Bernadette all about how he was screwing around with Mandy Chow.
Oh, we didn't screw around. We just got drunk and made out.
Whatever. It would have been nice to hear it from you.
What are you doing here?
I'm here to return your belongings. That's what people who've broken up do.
And you didn't do your compulsive knocking ritual, so I would open the door.
On the contrary, you no longer get to enjoy my charming eccentricities. We're not friends with benefits.
Just give me the box.
Yeah, wait. Don't you want to go through it to make sure I haven't forgotten anything?
Fine. My old scarf.
You wore it the night we went ice skating, remember?
You mean the night that I went ice skating and you stood at the rail Googling the symptoms of hypothermia?
We made one heck of a team, huh?
Whose bra is this?
It's not yours? Oh, my. How embarrassing for both of us.
It's Penny's.
Hey, you broke up with me. It is none of your business whose naked bosom I'm smushing around like pizza dough.
Goodbye.
Amy. Tables work too. Good to know.
Brownies for girls' night.
Hands off, I'm mad at you.
Look, I know it's a lot of money, but the guy at the store said in 5 to 7 years, it'll pay for itself.
What will pay for itself?
Doesn't matter. What are you mad about?
I'm mad at you for blabbing to me what Leonard did on the North Sea, and I'm mad that I've had to hide this from Penny for 2 years.
And you have every right to be mad about those things. So why do you let me handle the credit card bill this month? I mean, don't even look at it.
If Penny finds out I've known all this time and haven't told her, she's going to think I'm a terrible friend. I wish you never told me.
And I wish Leonard never told me. He's the bad guy here.
I guess that's true.
And you let Penny marry him. Compared to that, who cares if I bought a George Clooney limited edition manscaping kit?
Hi, I'm calling about your marriage counseling services and was curious what your rate is. Really? Okay, is there any kind of discount for length of marriage? We're just talking hours here.
Hi.
Call you back. Hey.
Can we talk?
I would love that.
All right. Look, I'm sorry I said I was okay with everything before we got married. I hate that we're going through this, but I don't know what to do.
If you don't mind waiting for a Groupon, we can try marriage counseling.
Hello.
Hey, buddy, can we have some privacy?
No, of course. Wouldn't want to intrude. This is yours.
I'm done with him. I'm going to need more information.
Yeah. Nothing odd. I just wanted to rub Amy's nose in it.
Okay, look, I might be overreacting, but how am I supposed to get past this when I know tomorrow you're going to go to work and see this woman?
Now, forgive me for eavesdropping, but as I see it, there's a simple solution. Wake up.
Wake up. Wake up.
Bring Penny to meet Mandy.
What? Why?
Well, right now, Penny's imagination is running wild. But if they meet, that will eliminate the mystery and alleviate her fears. Like when that Sparklets guy let me look under his eye patch.
First of all, you made that guy cry.
And we learned that you don't need an eyeball to do that.
Secondly, I can't think of a more horrible idea than Penny meeting Mandy.
Really? Why is that?
What, you actually want to meet her?
No, but now that you're being weird about it, maybe I should.
Well, I'm not being weird. Am I being weird?
Yes. And that's coming from me.
Fine, you want to meet her?
No, I just want to know that when you're at work, there's nothing going on.
How many times do I have to tell you I have no interest in this woman?
Yeah, well, maybe she has interest in you.
Well, in